Stacey Norman. East Coast Radio.
Guys, this is so good. In fact, and I know that you're loving this music, people are crying real tears in the middle of the office here.
Hey, Tracy. This is Gerard. Yo, you guys bringing back memories of the song Ballyhoo, Man on the Moon. Yes, like it. I remember growing up with the song way back in the 70s. Thanks for a beautiful show. Cheers, bye.
Ah, well, you know, it is what we do. So I'm glad that you're enjoying the music, but now we need to talk about like animals and stuff. This is very important. How would we feel about having paternity leave? So not everybody in 2019 is rocking a sort of, you know, husband, wife, 2.5 kids, white picket fence situation. And some people just really, really love their pets. And if you have never heard the show before, then let me tell you about Goku, who's my cat. He's everything, guys. He's just like a rescue cat. But he's the business and he gives me life. And it would have been amazing if, you know, when I got him, my boss at the time said to me, you know what, Stace, congratulations on your new pet. Halala, here's a week's paid leave. That would have been amazing just for me to be able to sit and bond with them. Because otherwise, it kind of what? Like you just like leave them in a room somewhere with some newspaper and pray. And you want to be close to the pets. So in 2019, where people are literally... Guys, like the Instagram accounts for pets is one thing, but there's a whole separate industry for outfits and special dietary requirements and like blah, 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 blah. Pets are big business. Do you think that paternity leave, how cute, Andy? Andy's saying nothing. Andy got like, I got a child though, a whole child. But your pet is your child. So do you think in 2019 we should be rocking a little paternity leave? You get an animal and you get a week off, paid leave. Just to hang about with the kid. Because, well, I mean, the fluffy kid. Because this is like a thing. Pet bereavement and paternity leave, it exists in other countries. The US, Canada, Norway, Sweden, and Finland. However, here, people will definitely raise one eyebrow. But would you want it, though? 061-792-9495. Or is that just a complete waste of time? I won't take it personally. I'll just go home and cry in a corner a la Britney Spears. But you tell me.
Stacey Norman. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
I'm just toying with the idea of people who don't have kids but do have pets. I would maybe consider their pets to be like the kids. Maybe some paternity leave, you know, like new like doggy, new kitty. Should you be paid to take some time off and bond with the animal? Because we're not going to get to take maternity leave. So just saying.
Hi, East Coast.
Hey.
I would definitely not agree with pet holidays.
How dare you?
We are in a country that's retrogressing thus far, and we really need to get our backs to the wheel. However, you have the weekends to cuddle up with your little babies and have lots of fun rather than business visiting the bars. Thank you.
And also those dramatic pauses in between. Unnecessary to drag me like that.
It is absolutely not a waste of time. That would be the best thing ever.
Yes.
For people that don't have children and can't have children and won't have children, our pets are our children. And so the bonding time is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? I mean, most of these animals help us emotionally and mentally, and some of them may even train to help us physically.
Yeah.
And if they're going to help us on that level, surely then we must have some sort of bond with them. And that initial part where they come into your family, it's crucial. And so if mothers of human babies are allowed to bond with their children and are given that time, then why not us?
Yeah, look, someone else is saying, I agree. I think it's a great idea, but there will always be those who will attempt to abuse it. What? No, it's legit just cuddle time.
Stacey, did you just make that up? I don't think there's actually a leaf that's called that name. Nah. But maybe just lie and say something happened, you're sick.
No! It's real!
No, to actually have a name for this leaf, I don't think it would stick.
Listen, it's like, okay, maybe paternity leave is too literal, okay, all right? But that's what it is. It is leave when you get a new pet. Also, if your pet is to pass away, that you get some time off to grieve the loss of that pet. That lady in the second voice note totally made sense. For a lot of people, this pet is the closest thing to a kid that you're going to get. And today is actually a World Mental Health Day, and animals, especially dogs, are known to improve mental health issues. Like, it's a thing. You should be able to spend some time with them and not have to take leave off work so you can hang out with the pets. To the dude saying it's going to, crumble the economy, I doubt, bruh. It's like a week. Is a real thing. Paternity leave, yes or no? 061-792-9495. I'm not sick. I just like my cats.
Stacey Norman. Weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.
I have calmed down after being so viciously attacked in the last link there from people suggesting that I made up the concept of paternity leave. It's actually, it's not made up. In fact, Sitle had a whole like interview thing planned for this. So UKZN actually will give you bereavement leave for losing a pet. It's happening in this province. So don't roll your eyes. Pets are like our teeny tiny babies and we want paid leave.
Hi, East Coast. I totally agree with the paternity leave. I really think it should be a legit thing.
Come through.
I find on my days where I'm having a bad day or I've had a bad day at work and I get home to my little fur baby, it makes everything a whole lot better. So they feel what we feel and I agree. We should definitely have paternity leave. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll crash the economy. I think actually it'll do the economy really good because people might not be so stressed at the end of the day. So I think let's go forward with paternity leave.
And that is the general consensus on the WhatsApp line. Thank you. I love how we're all arguing about something that hasn't actually happened or may not actually ever happen. But it's a nice idea. If anyone's listening, maybe you want to campaign at some point, you want to be a politician, paternity leave, good idea. But there must always be one person. Hey, one person.
Hi, Stacey. But the other thing is, where does it end? I'm not a big pet person. I don't hate them, but I'd rather not have like a pet in my house.
Okay.
But then I could argue and say, no, I want to have time off with my new boyfriend because I want to get to know him more. And I want to spend time with him because he makes me so happy and I'm depressed right now. And, you know, he's going to help me get out of that. So I think it's a dangerous ground. Like, where does it end then?
There's so much I could say, but I will leave you with this. If you want loyalty, you don't get a man, babes. You get a dog.
Stacey Norman, weekdays 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.